This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday's Horse Show. This Saturday, we'll hear from award-winning barrel racer Sandy Gurdes. Sandy first gives us an overview on her horses.
We've been breeding, running, selling, training horses for probably 35 years. We barrel race in Pole Bend, and we've got a lot of super nice Dash for Cash, Special Effort, King horses, you know, just pretty much Pacific Bailey. That's a lot of the top bloodlines right now. I've got a stud horse that's a grandson of Dash the Fame, and he's out of my little two-time reserve world champion. Dad's got another stud horse that's a Streak of La Jolla. We've just got several good prospects. We've got just about every age, every color, every make and model.
These various makes and models of horses, however, all need to share some common traits as barrel racers.
Got to have a speed. We've got to have something with a brain. So we breed as best we can. We got that my Dash the Fame stallion has thrown a lot of really smart, really athletic. I can see why the Dash the Fame are really hot right now. His granddad is, I think, 13-time barrel horse producing sire of the world. And I can see why, because the ones that we've got out of him are just amazing. My stud horse is Palomino, and he's throwing color, just really pretty, pretty babies, and we just love them.
Like many barrel racers, Gurdes favors the quarter horse for her sport.
Quarter horses are built so they're stocky, and they're super good for the turn, where, you know, a thoroughbred's more for the all-out straightaway speed. A quarter horse is built for being able to stop and do the turn and the ranch work and things like that. So that's why quarter horses are best for the barrel racing.
When it comes to competing as a barrel racer, Gurdes says confidence is one of the most important things to have in the ring.
I think confidence is the biggest hindrance of anybody riding barrels and poles. I can remember I was the queen of warm-up barrels for 10 years. That's what I always tell everybody. Until you get a horse that starts winning for you, until you get the confidence that when you go in that arena and you quit thinking about, oh, I'm going to fall off, oh, I'm going to look stupid, oh, I'm going to, you know, and you start thinking about more what you're in there to do, you know, and you just get over that. Once they shut that arena gate, I can remember years ago, I would forget how to get the horse around the barrels. I mean, you just go blank when you go in there when you first start out. So just getting that confidence build up is crazy.
Again, that was award-winning barrel racer Sandy Gurdes. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.